Hello and welcome to your GCSE English Language Revision Podcast. I'm so glad you're here because today we're diving into one of the most fascinating topics on the whole course, language variation. This is component one, and honestly, once you understand how language works and why it changes, you'll start noticing it everywhere. In conversations, in old texts, in social media, in the way your grandparents speak compared to your friends. Language is alive, and that's what makes this topic so brilliant to study. So, let's get started. By the end of this episode, you'll be able to explain what language variation is, identify the four main types of variation, apply all seven language frameworks to data, and critically evaluate attitudes towards language and its users. Those are exactly the skills your examiner is looking for. Let's begin with the big question. What actually is language variation? Simply put, language variation refers to the ways in which language differs depending on who is using it, where they are, when they are speaking or writing, and why. Language is not fixed. It never has been. It shifts across time, across geography, across social groups, and across individuals. And your job as a candidate is to analyse those shifts using precise linguistic terminology. Now, there are four main types of language variation you need to know inside out. The first is historical variation. This is how language changes over time, from around 1550 right up to the present day. Think about early modern English in Shakespeare's era, when spelling was inconsistent, vocabulary was being invented at a remarkable rate, and the great vowel shift was transforming how English sounded. Then move forward to the 18th century, when Samuel Johnson published his famous dictionary in 1755, and prescriptivists began arguing that language should follow fixed rules. Then the Industrial Revolution brought new technical vocabulary, the World Wars introduced slang, and the digital age has given us entirely new modes of communication. Text messages, social media, emoji. Each of these periods left its mark on the English language, and examiners love to give you data from different time periods and ask you to compare them. The second type is geographical variation. This covers regional dialects and accents. A dialect includes both vocabulary and grammar differences, like saying I were going in parts of Yorkshire, or bairn for child in the northeast. An accent, on the other hand, refers purely to pronunciation. Standard English is the prestige variety, associated with education and formal contexts, but non-standard dialects are equally valid linguistic systems. A really important point here. Examiners want you to evaluate attitudes towards these varieties, not just describe them. So when you see data featuring a regional dialect, think about what attitudes people hold towards it, and whether those attitudes are fair or linguistically justified. The third type is social variation. This is where language connects to identity. A sociolect is the variety of language associated with a particular social group. Age groups develop their own vocabulary, sometimes called age-graded language. Gender can influence language choices, though be careful not to make sweeping generalizations here. Ethnicity, class, and occupation all shape the language people use. When you're analysing data showing social variation, always ask yourself, what does this language choice tell us about the speaker's identity, and how are they using language to signal belonging to a group? And the fourth type is individual variation. This is called idiolect, the unique language fingerprint of an individual. Your idiolect is shaped by everything, where you grew up, your education, your social groups, your personality. When you analyse a piece of data, you might comment on how an individual's language choices reflect their personal identity, their relationship with their audience, or their purpose in communicating.